to join us this morning on the on our TMC Telecommunication Sanctuary, and I'm delighted to hear the word that's going to come forth. I'm telling you, get your Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. It's something to write with and write on as we go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you this morning that you put breath in each one of us, that we woke up in our right mind. We don't take that lightly, Father, and we do appreciate everything that you will put forth in front of us, that we will learn to use your word and learn to tell the mountain how big our God is, not how big our issue or our situation is, Father. We just love it so much that we can join this call this morning. We ask that you cover the co-founders. You continue to breathe into them, Father, so that they can go forth and share this particular foundation, but this source that gives us a place to come and commune in the morning. Father, we ask that you put the word that you want us to hear in the speaker, that we will receive that word, we will nourish, we will eat on that word, and we will use that word throughout our day. Father God, we love you so very much, and we do appreciate that you sent your only Son to save us. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm turning the call over to our host this morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Minister Benita. You know I love you so much, and you are just the best, and I just love how you come up with all these names for our dear sisters over here, so praise God for you, and remember, give my spirit, now give my spirit now. Pat, and a hug as well. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa in Tampa, and I am so excited to greet each of you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we are just so excited that Dr. P.K. Roberts is on the phone this morning. Good morning to you, my love, and you sound super fantastic, and we're just excited to have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. I mean, everybody's in the house this morning, and we just thank God for that. Well, we get together each and every Monday through Friday morning at this time, which is Eastern time, is 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you know what? If you just want to fellowship with us a little bit before this time, well, just get on the phone a little bit earlier, 10 minutes earlier, so we can have fellowship together. Well, the Master's Call was founded, can you believe it, over 5 years ago by Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we affectionately call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic, and those names were given to them by our own Benita, Minister Benita. And as they were founding this call, God gave them a mission statement, which is 88. Did I say Dr. Temples? Thank you. Mission statement, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And not only do we have a mission statement, but every year we have a word that we stand on. And that word for 2016 is through me in 2016. God's glory will be seen, or is being seen. Now, you're going to want to go back and hear today's message after to share it with someone or to just hear it yourself again. And in order to do that, you go to the playback, which is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-pound. Now, the other treat we have is that you can go back and listen to all of the messages from the inception of this call. You can listen to that for yourself or to encourage someone who may be going through something or just needs to have a word within them for that day. And that can be accessed by going to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. The Master's Call is also a place of prayer. Now, you know we get together on Fridays after the call to pray. However, you don't have to wait until Friday for us to pray for you at any time. When you need a prayer, when you need a word of encouragement, you can email your prayer to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And we here at the Master's Call will be praying for you. We pray for you individually and collectively. Now, we are not a private club at all, and I know you've heard us say this before. So if you want to, if the Lord has put it on your heart to become a greeter, as you heard Minister Benita so eloquently do, or if you want to host, as you hear me doing, or if the Lord has given you a word that you're just so excited to share with everyone, well, you just need to send an, if you will please, send an email to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our dear prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in touch with you. I promise they will get in touch with you. Well, we were all put together here by the company Artists International. And Artists is over 20 years old now, and it was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And so in order to hear more about this company, there is a 24 overview call, and that number is 641-715-3900. And the pound is, you can go to 904-434-POUND. Again, 641-715-3900. Go to 904-434-POUND. And you can take other people, have them call there to hear all about the wonderful things that are going on in, at Artists International and how to enhance your business. You can also go to www.artistlife.com in your back office and hear all about the latest promotions that are going on here at Artists International. Now, there's a new morning motivational call, and that call was originated by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. Now, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, whom we call Godmother, has a great team of leaders that are on that call as well. And to get on that call, which is immediately following this call, you would go to 641-715-3865, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And today is Awareness Wednesday. Well, I am not going to belabor this any longer because we are so excited about our speaker who's going to bring the word to us today. She is an ordained minister out of the state of, and she lives in the state of New Jersey. She is a nutrition program specialist. Her favorite scripture verse, which is also my favorite scripture verse, is, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And that's in Matthew 6:33. And I'm not talking about anybody other than our very own minister, Robin Wilson. Robin is a devoted servant of God. She's a licensed and ordained minister. She is an elder at FFMWOC. She is a nutrition specialist and a businesswoman. This lady has it going on. Her mission is twofold. She loves to pray, teach, and share the word of God, knowing by assisting others in spirit, soul, and body, this will change. This changes what will happen in their lives. Minister Robin assists those struggling to maintain a healthy lifestyle, improve their lifestyle, change their lifestyle, and also find alternative ways to eating healthy. She believes that no matter where you are in life, a healthier diet leads to a healthier life, which will make anyone a healthier individual, spirit, soul, and body. And I say amen to that. Minister Robbins states, although it may not be easy, whether knowledgeable or not, you can start where you are. She is a living testimony that you can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. No matter what happens, no matter what will happen, or no matter what is happening in your life now, she believes that if you believe it, you can conceive and conceive it and take the steps to achieve it, you can be all that God would have you to be. And nothing is impossible to those who believe. So get ready and prepare to receive our very own Minister Robin Wilson. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. I love you, and the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you also. Thank you for those kind words. Good morning, family. I so love you, and I've missed you, and I want to say good morning to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and good morning to Dr. P.K. Roberts, and thank you for this awesome call. Thank you for trusting me with being able to come before God's people and bring a word forward, and most importantly, to the great I am, my Lord and Savior, Jesus. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me, and thank you for trusting me. Well, family, today, as I always say when I come on, the word is for you, and it's for me first and foremost. So today, what I'm going to share with you, and it's just really just a reflection for each one of us, just to go back and check out ourselves. And the title of my message is, Are You a Godly Contagious Christian? Are you a godly contagious Christian? My scripture is located in Philippians 2, and I'm going to read it for you. So it is Philippians 2. I'm going to start with verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So again, are you a godly, contagious Christian? And I'm starting with me, because that's what the Lord wants us to be. That's what we should be showing others. That's how we should be living our lives. You know, it's about having other people look at us, and they should be able to see something different in each and every single one of us. When they look at us, they should be able to see that we love him. We know him. We've made him known in our lives. We want to be more like Jesus, and we're operating by the Holy Spirit and being led by him. So when you think about, am I really a contagious Christian? What are men and women and children seeing when they see me? Are we really fishes of men and women and children? Are we really a good witness? Jesus told us to be a witness, and that's found in Acts 22:15. I always like to give you the scripture so you can back it up with the word. He said, be a witness, not to do witnessing. So daily I say, Father, I want people to see you in me. I want them to see less of Robin and more of you. We should be going out there sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with others. We should be letting them know that they don't have to be poor anymore. We should be letting them know that they can have the joy of the Lord. We should be letting them know that they can have peace in the midst of any kind of crazy storm that's going on. We should be letting them know that Jesus, he is the provider, and he did it for us. He'll do it for them. We should be letting them know that they don't have to be in darkness any longer, that that veil can be removed, that it all can be moved from their eyes. So, again, let's be contagious. Let's be a godly, contagious Christian. Because I don't want to be contagious if it's not the God in me that is attracting them. So, again, we have to make sure that we put that first and foremost. We want them to see God in us. And when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse through 1 through 3, the Lord talked about the love, have the God kind of love, you know, and that is the love chapter. So he wants us to walk around and for them to be able to see, emulating through us, agape love as he is. And that should be coming through you. It should be coming through me. The unbeliever should be able to know that we love one another no matter what. And you know what? That is not easy. It is not easy at all, because I know there's moments when I can say, Lord, I don't even feel like loving that person. But I know when he puts his super on my natural, he'll show me what I need to do to be able to forgive an individual, to be able to say, okay, Lord, I'm doing this your way, not my way. Okay, Lord, I'm not going to let my feelings get in the way. So again, we want the agape love. We want God's love to come through each and every single one of us. We want them to see God in us. We want to go after the sheep that are lost. We want to see that they too can have a shepherd, the good shepherd, and they too can follow his voice, and they too won't follow the voice of a stranger. But right now, many of them are following the voices of strangers. Many of them are following what the world is saying. We know that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. So let's take as many as I can, with as many as we can, with us to heaven. Let's let them know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because we know who the light of the world is. Glory to God. So let's be contagious. Let's know. Let's share with them that Jesus is Lord. And you may even be saying to yourself, well, I really don't know a lot of scripture, but that's okay. You know the name of Jesus. And he said every knee is going to bow and confess it. So if you just start with loving them, let them see how you operate your business. Let them see how you talk to your loved ones. Let them see that even though there may be chaos going on, and we see all these things going on in the world, that you have God's peace. He said, I'll give you my peace, not the peace of the world. He told us to be of good cheer. So let them see that cheer on you. Let them see you smile. Let them know that there is someone greater that lives in me, that is teaching me, that is instructing me, that is guiding me, because your steps are ordered by him, and he's the one who's directing your path. So let them know that their path can be directed by the great I am. Moses, he was so concerned, and he was like, I can't do this. You know, look at me. I don't have this eloquent speech, but he did great works unto the Lord. So let's be like Joshua. Let's be like Caleb. Let's be like David. More importantly, let's be like Jesus. But those men, they were bold. They knew their God. And the word says, when you know your God, you'll do great exploits. So let's make those exploits great, because we know our God. Let's be an example. We're being led by the Holy Spirit. Are you praying? Are you spending time with him? Are you seeking him first? His kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing things. He said he'll add all those other things to you. So prosperity is one of those things. Goodness is one of those things. Healing is another one of those things. restoration in your family, it's another one of those things. Your business expanding and growing, it's another one of those things. Having joy like a river, it's another one of those things. So put them first. Put them first in everything that you do. And let others see that you are contagious. They won't even know why you're contagious, but they'll be so drawn to you. They'll come up to you and they'll say, girl, guy, boo, whatever the word is that you're using these days, there is something that is so different about you. What is it? Share it with me. I don't know. I like you. I don't understand you. It's okay. We're peculiar, but you can tell them why. Let's be a godly, contagious Christian. So let's make sure that we're loving one another. We're supposed to love our brothers and our sisters. Let's saturate ourselves in prayer. Let's be ready in and out of season, no matter where you are, loving, no matter where you are, giving, no matter where you are, interceding, no matter where you are, always assessing first, making sure that we're on our knees, making sure that he truly is the lover of your soul. Because when you know that your relationship, which is vertical, with him first, our Lord and Savior, when that is in order, then you'll be able to be extended outward to others. And when you think about that vertically, with that extension, that's the cross. Let's lead them to the one who died for us, the one who rose again, the one who said that he would not leave us comfortless. So let's let them know they don't have to be by themselves. Let's walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Let's do a 360 around ourselves to make sure that we are correct. Let's ask God to make changes in us. Ask him to show you. I always say, Father, put it on the movie screen for me. Show me what I need to change. Show me what needs to be corrected. Show me what I need to improve on or what needs to be increased in me, Lord God. So I have some questions for you and for me. And you can say, okay, am I a godly, contagious Christian? Well, when people look at you, are you bitter? Are you resentful? Or are you grouchy? Or do they see the love of God? Are people attracted to you? Or do you repel them? I think of mosquitoes. I get out of the way of those things because I don't want them to be coming to me. I don't want them to be attracted to me. So are people attracted to you? Or are you repelling them? Or are you one of those individuals that stay by yourself? Are you fearful or are you joyful? Are you living a life of integrity before all men? So take all of these things and say, Father, show me what I can do. Am I using my God-given talents, the gifts that you gave me? Is my personality a good one or a bad one? Again, I could go on and on and on, but we want to be a godly, contagious Christian. So again, ask the Lord to show you, like I am doing, what we need to do to walk in that agape love. Let it come through us so that he will get the increase. Let's lead as many as we can to the Lord by saying, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, you will be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for that inspiring, God-inspired, oh my God, rich word that you gave to us. And I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we are eternally grateful for your love this morning, for your goodness, for your mercy. We thank you so much, Lord, for that rich word. Are we godly, contagious Christians, Lord? Oh, Father, we thank you for putting that on Minister Robin's heart to bring to us this morning. because we know that sometimes we are the only church that people see. So it is in our actions, Lord. It is in our words, Lord. It is in what we do, Lord. Help us to attract people and not attack them with bad attitudes, Lord. But let us be a sweet fragrance to you, Lord. And, Lord, let what we have to offer be an attraction to people, not only but by what we say, but by our character. Lord, we ask right now that you bless Minister Robin wonderfully, that you bless her, Lord, immensely. Father God, that you pour back virtue into her. And, Father, whatever her hands touch, wherever her feet tread, let her overtake it and let her prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our prayer requests before you. Father, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins and help us to be like you. Father, we lift up Clement Boyd and the Project 5000. We lift up Alvia and Alejandro, De Estelion. Father, you know you have a mighty work in their hands, and we thank you, Lord, that they're hearing your voice and a voice of a stranger they are not following. Father, we thank and praise you for our dear Sister Eleanor Blackwell and for her caregiver, Lord, who was healed by your mighty hand, Lord, with clarity in her mind. Father, we also lift up Minister Rebecca, thanking you for the blessed reunion she had with her family. And now, Lord, we pray for Macy and Ryan and Ethan and for their court date and for their marriage, Lord. And, Father, we just pray for grace and mercy in that area. We continue to lift up our dear Minister Tiffany, oh God. And, Father, we thank you that the homegoing of her father was a blessed one and that he is now at home rejoicing with you. Father, we ask right now that you will, we ask right now, Lord, to continue to comfort the family in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for hearing Mother Vivian's voice on last week. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you, Lord, for touching Ursula's womb. We thank you, Lord, for the great things that you are doing in their lives, Father. Now, we just thank you that you will continue to do the above and beyond all we can ever ask or think. And, Father, for our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, how exciting it was to hear her voice on the call this morning. Father, we know that your word says that you will do above and beyond all we could ever ask or think according to the power that is within us. So we thank you, Lord, for the power that you gave her to have the strength, oh Lord. And Father, just thank you, Lord, for healing and protection in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you continue to do in her life. Now, Lord, as she continues to rest, resting in your arms, resting in your love, resting in your healing power, Lord, that you day by day are restoring her. Father, we have so many other prayer requests, and we lift them up before you. And, Lord, we give you praise right now. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Lord. We thank you for Mother Josie, Lord. And we ask, oh, God, you continue to prosper her in the name of Jesus and that favor overtakes her. Now, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who is on the phone this morning. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us. We thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding our way. And, Father, we thank you for giving us everything we need to be the contagious, godly Christians so that we may attract others to you. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, we just thank you so much for being with us on today. Today, on the MMC call, you want to get on that call because our dear Wendy Dosey will be ministering on diabetes, and I know that that's going to be a blessing to so many. And again, if you want to hear the call, that you just want to hear the playback of today's message, just go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. And until tomorrow, I'm letting you know, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Have a blessed day. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister
yes.
Willa?
Yes, I can. And before you start, thank you so much again, Minister Bonita, for greeting the people of God. And thank you again, Minister Robin, for your on-time message. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Bonita and Minister Willa, and Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. And I want to leave with each one of you, again, starting with me, in Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse number 11. and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And we know your pleasure, Lord, is for us to be godly, contagious Christians. We claim it. We will do it in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you. Bye-bye.